So my name is Ksenia Irmoshina. I'm from St. Petersburg, Russia. Now I'm 25 years old and I'm living and studying in Paris. I'm studying sociology at the Center for Sociology of Innovation in the famous Bruno Latour Laboratory. And my PhD is about civic mobile apps.
How long have you been involved in this digital space?
Actually, it started, I think, in when I was 15, and I was making my first HTML copies of someone else's sites, like opening the code and, oh, I want this phone to be in italics, so I will use this, and then copying the codes of others. Then I abandoned this to do philosophy, and philosophy brought me away from digital to the paper. But then, as my political consciousness was growing, and I was getting more and more involved into activism, and I started using internet to promote the things that we were doing with my comrades or colleagues, because we were combining like offline activism and online storytelling about the actions that we were making in public space.
Was it not dangerous owning up to your public activism online when you're so easily trackable?
That's the good question. And actually, when we were starting, when we started doing these actions, we didn't have any idea of activist security, and only the only problem was to run away from the police when they arrive, when they see us doing the ad busting stuff, because the activism that I was involved into was about transforming the political advertisement messages. And then I met some people who were involved into internet security for activists, and they created like an NGO in St. Petersburg, making short workshops to explain people what is Tor, what is Linux, what is PGP, and so on. And then I started using it without more understanding of how it works, but just using it because I believed that that was the least thing I can do to protect myself. But still, it didn't work.
What happened?
But actually, even if our emails were not traced, the police in Russia uses several methods to track people, to trace people, and not only online methods, but like ancient offline detective-like methods. And that's how they found me, because I was involved in some public demonstrations, and they found videos of YouTube on YouTube that showed my face. Actually, I was speaking to before 10,000 people. And 10,000 people were filming what I was saying, and I was saying, students, get out on the streets now, because we cannot let this falsification of elections continue. It's impossible. So when they traced my face, they traced my Google account, they traced my YouTube account, and what did they do? They created a mirror of my YouTube account using my own photo, using my name and surname, and posting really, I would say, pornographic and provocative videos, and writing from my name, writing to my friends, commenting on their actions, saying Putin will win anyway, you must stop your childhood, it's over, just obey and forget about it. And so I wrote to YouTube saying that my account was mirrored, and they use my private information to do things that I'm not responsible for. And I had to send actually a copy of my passport to YouTube. That was like a suicide for me. But there was a choice. Either I let this mirror clone exist and it goes on posting bullshit on the web, or I send this passport copy to YouTube and they cancel. And I choose the second option because that would be the less danger for me in the immediate time. Maybe in long term it was dangerous decision, but in short term I made this, and they deleted this account. And even now, when I'm in Paris, I'm still having some problems with tracking and serving my conversations and political stuff. And I was experimenting with this by creating FormSpring account. And FormSpring account was used only by a center for extremism to ask me questions like, where did you find money to go to Paris? Who are you working on? Do you know people from Voina group? Voina is, you know, this famous activist who draw a big dick on the bridge and like burning police cars and so on. So I understand that even if I'm far, they are still trying to trace what I'm doing.
And what's the name of this government department?
It's the Center Against Extremism. And it was created in 2009-2008. And it's structured as a... There are several divisions working within this center. There are like classical division that can, for example, come to reunions of some activist groups and introduce themselves as activists and follow really what you are doing. And then that happened to my trade, to my students' union actually. We received two persons who were like presenting themselves as students, and we could not check it because we wanted to be as open as possible. So that was the price we paid for the openness. And they actually sent me an email with everything that was said during the reunion, without having I haven't posted anything. It was like 1 hour after they sent me, you said this, okay. So this is the first division. It's classical way of Soviet security police. And the second way is online division that is maybe more invisible but not less dangerous. They track bloggers and online activists and try to discourage them from doing what they're doing, but also discourage the audience to read this blog, to publish to this community. And that was happening with our group of Adbusters because it was a crowdsourced platform, so everyone could send their own photos of the actions that they were doing. And several persons created fake accounts on the VK. You know, VK is like a Facebook, but in Russia, VK.com. And they created fake accounts called like Ivan Ivanov, so like John Johnson or something. And writing to these people, you must not talk to these people because they are golden youth. So they presented me as golden youth. You know, she's studying in France. It's because her mother is in the Department of Communication in the Minister. My mother earns 500 euro a month and pays like 250 for the apartment and eats with the rest. So yeah, I'm a golden youth. And so this is the division that is really working on the net as trolls, but as Putin's trolls, to create the fake emotions on the web.
So it's a department set up in one way just to sow disinformation to rubbish you and your reputation through disinformation. Does anything that they say kind of affect your relationships with fellow activists?
Not everything, and it depends on the level of confidence and of trust that we have. If these people are my friends or comrades for a long time, they will not trust these guys because they also know what's going on and they recognize the style of these agents because they have a particular style of writing. If it is against new people, young people that want to join our movement, it really works because they are afraid that they don't want to have problems. And when someone prevents them saying, if you continue posting photos in this community, you will have problems, so the person just stops. Some people write me a message before going out from the community is it true that you, and then they quote, and I say, no, it's not true, and I know this person, this is the photo of this person, this is the information about his career as an agent, and maybe if the activists read it, they still stay in the community and they don't go, but I must spend twice more time to keep people calm. So it like creates more problems.
Sounds like it. How do you communicate now? Do you take precautions? Obviously, you're sharing this publicly, and you're okay with that. But when it comes for you to have, I won't call them private conversations, but more direct communications with people, how do you do that now? Do you take precautions, or do you feel safer now that you're in France?
Actually, I stopped activists. Activist life for a moment. I'm concentrating on my PhD, but when I need to answer to my friends, I still have this PGP system, and I still use Tor and some basic tools. But I'm not into activism now. I'm trying to be like it's not a snake strategy, but kind of I'm trying to go from the other side. And studying mobile applications and studying, I will start coding actually from 7th of November. I will get with girls. It's a girl geek program financed by Paris, and they want to prepare like 20 girls who will be able to make apps. And I think that maybe doing this work will give me more information about how to protect my data and how to be more intelligent, and maybe offline activism is not for me anymore, and I will continue in this online and invisible manner.
Building tools.
Yeah, building tools, actually. As you asked about PGP, is it possible for mobiles and so on, why not working on this, why not giving my forces to develop something which will be useful for a lot of people.
You know, the tools are out there, they are just so clumsy, and if that can be simplified for everybody to use, then fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. Where can people find you online?
Oh, it's difficult. It's a difficult question, because I have my webpage on the side of my laboratory. How can I spell it? It's you go to the website of CSI, Center for Sociology of Innovation, on csi.enmp.fr, donc for France, and then you find me there with my works and my articles. It's my professional page. Otherwise, I'm on social networks.
I will add some links in the metadata below. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.